Now, meanwhile, Germany and China have reiterated their support for the 2050 nuclear deal signed between Iran and the P5+1 group.
If this agreement is overturned, then its impact will not only be on Iran nuclear issue, it could also have a negative impact on resolving other international hotspot issues through peaceful talks or political solutions.
About the Iran nuclear deal, Germany has the obligation to continue to implement the deal. We participated in the hard negotiations on the deal for years. The deal is not perfect, but there is no other option that is better. Therefore, we should continue to implement the deal.
Now, the remarks come as a joint commission of the parties to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action will meet on Friday in Vienna to discuss further the nuclear agreement. The meeting will be held for the first time without the United States, that withdrew from the accord earlier this month. Now, in order to discuss that further, we are joined by Sayed Mohsen Abbas, journalist and commentator. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Well, we did hear, we did actually listen to Mike Pompeo setting out a certain list of conditions for Iran, and in response, of course, we also heard leader of the Islamic Revolution coming up with his own list of conditions according to which Iran would be staying in the agreement. Now, do you think the conditions that Iran has set are actually feasible? Would the European signatories to the JCPOA be able to comply with that?
I think they make a lot of sense, and I think all the way down the line, Iran has been very transparent, very straightforward, and it's negotiated a deal which was in the interests of world peace. Iran has also stated very clearly that they are categorically against the principle, the ethical principle, the moral principle of having nuclear weapons. So while Pompeo and the U.S. have turned on Iran with such draconian and ridiculously outrageous measures to limit Iran's capability to make nuclear weapons, let's not forget Iran has no nuclear weapons, not even the capacity to build them. Yet at the same time, the chief protagonist within that Middle East region is Israel. And Israel has over 400 nuclear warheads, which nobody's even questioning the validity of, because they have they haven't signed up even to the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty. So there's this incongruity and injustice which America is palpably displaying in terms of its dealing in the Middle East. And it's particularly punishing Iran, and it wants to punish Iran because it's operating on the policies which are being dictated out of Tel Aviv.
Basically, do you think that the Europeans will be able to stand up against the United States, considering the situation that you see on the ground?
Well, this is the gauntlet that's been thrown down. The world is in flux, economically and politically and militarily. And this has been really orchestrated over a period of time by the U.S. administration at the behest of their masters in Tel Aviv. And they've done it through the Iraq wars, they've done it through the Libyan war, they've done it through the war on Lebanon by Israel itself. There have been all sorts of means. They've done it through unleashing ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the region. And the reality of the matter is that Europe needs to take a stand. They need to say, hang on, you know, it isn't always about economic over morality. You've got to, at some stage, have a political moral backbone and recognize that you've got a couple of rogue twins, Israel and the U.S., which are pushing you around. And actually, you know, they're not even concerned about European economic interests. They're not interested in anybody else's interests. All they want is to dominate and create a balkanization of the Middle East. They want Israel to dominate that balkanization, and they want Iran to be destroyed as it stands today, because Iran has the potential to offer a moral alternative. The Velayat-e Faqih system, the anti-usury mechanisms, the challenge to U.S. dollar, these are all part and parcel of what Iran represents, and that at the heart of it is what they're trying to do. And the Europeans have to recognize that you can't be just a bag carrier for the Americans for the rest of the century.
Thank you very much, Sayed Mohsen Abbas, journalist and commentator, joining us from London. Your comments are always appreciated, sir, on Press TV. Moving on to our